Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 123.
1, 2, 3.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening, Ingo?
I only have one thing to say to you, Matt.
What?
You going to jail now. Wha-pow!
Fucking hell. What? Go. Go ahead.
For those of you who haven't seen it, I'm sure everybody has at this point. It'll be playing probably at this
some point.
Some shit happened on a bus somewhere, and the bus driver got pissed because the lady spit on him, and he gets up and
possibly
says,
hit him.
You're going to jail now, and then threw the uppercut from, like, hell and freaking connected. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. He grabbed the lady and dragged her off the bus, like, by her hair or whatever, and I don't know. Apparently, he's probably going to get in trouble, I would assume.
Maybe.
Sister. So, I just have a question. I mean, it is funny.
So, this is what it reminded me of. Dave Chappelle uppercutting Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's old school.
He's thrown a couple uppercuts. I think he did another one, like, when he was pretending, like, what if the internet was, like, a shopping mall? And he's walking through the mall, and...
Is this jacking everybody?
I think some spam jumped out at him.
Okay.
He's like, I got... pop-up or some kind of pop-up blaster.
And he was an uppercutting?
And he throws the uppercut from hell.
I don't remember that one. I remember that.
Yes.
But what is this world coming to where this is okay all of a sudden too?
Well, that's the weird thing, right? Like, there's a lot of men on the bus and none of the men did anything.
People don't want to get involved in shit.
Well, maybe because it was warranted. I'm not going to say you should hit a woman, but maybe she hit him first. Along with spitting on him. Maybe she hurt his feelings.
Well, I know that may be true, but I mean, I watch. There's a show on ABC or something called "What Would You Do?" It's been on a long time, and they set up these scenarios all the time. John Quinones is like the guy, you know. They set up these weird things, like I don't know, moms at the bar drinking, and they're all actors. Like everybody's in on it, and then they try to see what people will do. And this kind of reminded me of that. But a lot of times in that show, there's a lot of people who don't do shit ever. And then there's a lot of people who do. It just depends, like, I think luck of the draw, roll of the dice.
Depends what kind of day you're having, too.
Yeah, but I think in general, most people, when it comes physical, they don't want to get involved. I think they just rather just kind of like, well, it's not me. Sucks to be you, dude. I mean, I don't know.
What happens when someone pulls out their gun? I guess that was the refreshing thing. Like,
yeah.
Things got solved with fisticuffs. Nobody died.
Yeah, thankfully. That guy's lucky that girl's boyfriend wasn't on the bus or something or whatever.
That could have turned ugly fast.
Yes.
I mean, it was ugly, but it went a lot uglier.
So that's you know, the uppercut from hell. What are you gonna call that? I don't know.
Sure.
And then they found a giant eyeball on the beach in Florida. It's about this big.
Well, here's my opinions on this. Is this like the Sasquatch thing where it's just another fucking hoax and then in a couple days from now it's going to get stolen and no one's going to be able to find it?
Maybe.
Or I got two thoughts on what it is. It's either the eyeball from Halo, that fucking flying eye that's around, or it's like Borderlands 2, the Claptrap eyeball. Deal with it. Deal with it.
Yeah.
I found it though.
You found it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I stuck it right back in. What happens when you stick it in and nothing happens?
Good question. You asked me that earlier. I don't know.
Bringing it all right back.
That's nice. As it's a callback.
It was. Look at that.
A time before we were taping. And what else?
Out.
Some crazy guy jumped out of a balloon or something. The hell?
He broke the speed of sound. Probably ruptured his kidneys and balls in the process. You can't go that fast. What happens to your balls when you're going like 1,000 miles an hour? That's what I'm wondering about.
Well, he's 43 years old or something. He probably doesn't need his balls anymore.
He probably shave them to streamline.
He was like over 800 miles an hour. He was free falling for like 4.5 minutes. Broke a bunch of world records. He's from Austria. It was crazy.
Good for him. A crazy fucker.
Yeah.
Like you said, there was no hesitation. He just got up there and went.
No.
Just dropped off.
It wasn't like I'm not sure. I'm a little nervous. Nah, fuck it. We're going. It's done.
His suit looked a little stiff. He looked like an astronaut. Well, I was joking too. He looked like, what happens if he jumped off and he went up? They misjudged the height.
Oops.
I'm fucked.
Yeah. I don't know if that's possible. I would imagine he's still below like the atmosphere because
this shit would have burned up and popped.
Balloon. I don't think it could. Can something go so high that it goes into space? I don't think so, right?
Unless well, I think the atmosphere would have burned all this shit up. Okay. When you hit that one point, wherever that is.
I don't know what point that is.
They need like their heat shields and whatnot.
It's an MMA show, not a Punk. Science show.
You don't know science, bitch?
Google Come that on. Shit.
We drop knowledge every episode.
The atmosphere of the Earth.
Watch this. H2O.
Ooh.
I know symbols. CO2.
CO2. Ooh. He probably had both in that mission.
CO2 a little bit of both. H2O. I bet he had a little THC too.
Maybe. Can you imagine? Fucking, you know, eating
how high would he get if he was that high?
How long did you say it took him 2.5 hours to go up? What if he had a brownie right before?
What if he was vaporizing
he's like
on the way up?
Freaking out in there going, let me out, let me out.
How high
like,
am I
dude,
right
dude,
now?
We didn't plan for you to come down any other way. You got to jump, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be another guy on there to kick him out.
Yeah, they need an ejector seat. What happens if you got cold feet? And he's like, fuck, I'm not coming down. Fuck yeah. This.
Well, I think he's a very experienced skydiver. He's like a world record holder, professional skydiver. I'm sure it was no big deal for him, but
I don't know, man.
I saw the video
sketchy
and I was
when
like,
he went
whoa.
To jump. Yeah. Like you could see that when you start seeing the curvature of the earth.
Weird.
You're up high, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And how do you know you're gonna come down in the right spot? Aren't there winds a blowing or do
There's
you just
wind,
drop?
Yeah. Elements, clouds, birds, you know.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
That's right. Not this show, but that free fall was.
Yeah, so. We don't need to be sponsored.
Weird shit's happening out there, man. There's they're finding weird things. The world is going crazy. They're rioting everywhere. California's trying to pass some kind of proposition on something
what?
I read today.
Fuck Which me, one is this? The GMO one? Or
yes, that's the one.
That's what. Well, Thank here's you. The thing. I'm going to go on a little rant.
Go just for a little it. Bit.
But if they're not concerned, like the companies that are making all these genetically modified organisms or whatever, why are you afraid to put it on a label just to let people know?
Because people won't buy it, likely.
Well, then maybe it shouldn't be there in the first place.
Because of sales, people will get worried, you know, fucking with our food supply. But, you know, they've been doing that for years. Like, I think, didn't flour, like, get enriched back in the, like, 60s and 50s because people weren't getting enough vitamins and... They've been doing this kind of stuff forever.
Fluoride in your water supply.
Correct.
Makes you stupid.
And you are correct. I was wrong on last week's show about...
Fluoridation?
Fluoridation.
I said there's a D in there. Come on.
Fluoridation.
You can't take my
Fluoridation
D away.
Fluoridation is something to do with your teeth, apparently, or plastics. I don't know.
It's all Never good. Mind. We knew what we were talking about. That's what's yeah. important.
I was in the ballpark, so...
It's all about being in the ballpark.
Yes.
You ever watched the... Is it American Chopper show?
Is it a bike show?
Yeah.
Where they build bikes?
Like the son and father.
I've seen it a couple
they
times.
They finally reunited. And it just strikes me funny because Paul Jr., every time he builds a motorcycle and he gets the paint job, he's like, man, Nubs really hit it out of the park. Every fucking show. You need to get a new expression like, man, that paint job's fucking awesome or it's tits or yeah. something. But every time.
It's not broke,
hit
don't
it out
fix
of the
it,
park, man.
Man.
Fuck
we
yeah.
are live! why change it? It's, you know?
That's speaking of which, it's a great transition into this UFC 153.
It is. And it was.
Speaking of great transitions, where's my fucking high-tech mouse over here?
Machine.
So I can scroll down with the deft touch.
I gotta say, Matt, this... What? I said it last night. I think this might be one of my favorite UFCs of the year. I think
it's awesome, man. I think we were due for one.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like we go through a stretch where you have a really awesome one and then, like, three shitty ones. So,
this
we have
a good
one. We got to call it out.
Yep.
And I got some thoughts on this. I want to mention Bruce Buffer, bedazzled in black with that fucking sweet-ass tie all glittery and
You think
and
they
sparkly.
Sprayed that on or is that part of the tie?
Oh, I don't know, but it's it was glowy. Awesome.
Yes.
What else? Some piss poor reffing. It almost seemed like I was watching UFC 1 at times where I think it was two fights. The Teixeira Maldonado fight
yeah.
should have been stopped.
They let that go a little long.
And then the Fitch Silva fight, I think they robbed Fitch of a TKO victory because
yeah,
it
probably.
Seemed like he was just teeing away, looking at the ref going, what's up? And then the last one was the Wagner Prado reveals that he has awesome. Hat takeaway defense, but not so much takedown defense.
Oh yeah,
good so, one. That's all I'm gonna
Those
say.
Are your takeaways.
That's my takeaways for now.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to talk about the bonuses and all that? Did you write that down?
I've got well, fight of the night was Fitch, and Silva.
Woohoo.
Sub of the night, Big Nog.
Yep.
Who was KO of the night? That one I don't have.
That was on the undercard, I believe. It was
one of those dudes. And I believe they all got 70 grand.
Correct.
Thanks to Stefan Bonner squeezing Dana White for an extra 5 to 10K is what Dana White said.
What do you mean?
Because it wasn't, that's not the normal amount. So I think when they're having like that pre-fight ritual of like, what's the bonus going to be? Bonner juiced him up like, hey, come on, up it up. Squeezed him for 70. So all those guys
didn't
got
get
70.
Any.
I know, but he's working hard for the man or the money.
Working hard for the money?
Yeah.
Working
so while you're looking at it, I'll throw our scores out, by the way.
So hard for the money.
Goddamn right. All right, so scores for this one. I was 8-4.
Brutal.
Ingo was 7-5.
Oh, not bad.
And the Magic 8 Ball was dominating at 11-1.
Whoa!
11-1.
Which one did he get wrong? Do you remember?
Probably the main event. Big Nog Herman fight. Nice. That's a tough pick to take Herman, but Magic 8 Ball will not be reasoned with. So overall, I'm 141-94. Ingo's 124-111. And the Magic 8 Ball is also 124
oh, no.
and 111.
Oh, no.
So, season's not quite over yet.
No.
The two people over here are a little bit tied.
I got to do some work here. I got to have to think hard about this whole pick situation.
Pick Brazilian fighters fighting in Brazil is usually a good recipe.
I guess so.
I didn't check the percentages, but it was pretty high. I think, let's see, Silva lost. Who else? Well, there were a couple of like Brazilian versus Brazilian fights. So.
Yeah. Hard to pick those.
And then who else won? Kamosi beat somebody.
Yep.
Kane.
Luis Kane.
And then one of the Brazilian fighters. The first fight, he absolutely lost that fight, but won it in the judges' eyes. And one of them was a 30-27 in his favor, so.
Yeah. What about Goldberg? I think Goldberg was on last night.
Was he on fire?
Yeah, I think so. I watched back a couple of the fights, you know, on various places that shall remain unnamed. And I just remember him like saying something about a kickboxing black belt.
Yeah, and I think I remember that.
And
that's
I was in one of the main card fights, and I watched that back, and I think Rogan said to him like, "What? Like, they don't give out belts in kickboxing."
It's like the wrestling black belt, right?
Yeah, and then there was that whole spider logo. He's like, "That's why he has that spider logo."
Oh,
on
he's talking about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan's like, "Those are bees." And
That's
I don't even think that's why he has it on there. I think he trains at some place that has a logo like that, like the Muay Thai.
I don't know. So they were awesome.
I think the best duo in, I think, combat sports. You know,
sure.
People make fun of him about it, but I think you put that guy with anyone else and it doesn't work. But with Joe Rogan, they're so, I mean, you know, what do they do at the end? The tapping of the mics.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Like, that was the most awkward thing. Like, we're not even got a knuckle pump or whatever you want to call that, which is awkward in its own sense. But they fucking bumped mics. It's like rubbing another man's rhubarb. You don't touch another man's mic.
Yeah, it's funny. They've been doing, I think, what have they called, like 1,000 fights together?
Oh, my God. I don't know how many years. So, I mean, you got to start getting a little bit more ridiculous as you both age and get a little crazier. I mean, you've almost fucking seen everything and anything. So, hell, go off. It's all good.
So, shall we talk a little bit about the main card directly? Yes. Do we have any thoughts, comments?
Fight of the night guy, you got it. Or oh, KO of the night.
Ronnie Jason, or did you say Honey? I don't know if he's Brazilian. I think Ronnie Jason.
Yeah, Honey.
Honey. Honey
like Jason. Honey.
These damn Brazilian names.
They're so tough.
I have a hard time with it.
The names are as tough as the fighters.
Yes.
All right, so Damian Maia versus Rick Story.
Yes, sir. This was when you were going crazy during this fight.
I went crazy during a bunch of fights. Yeah. I want to see shit get broken and finished. And Maia came out and just almost like he bum rushed him, going back to his roots, gets him down. And
yep,
I don't know if I thought he would take him down as easily as he did, but he got him down
pretty easy
and got back. And then gets the rear naked choke, and it's not quite working, so he modifies it to a neck crank. And then he starts squeezing fucking brain juice right out of Rick Story. I've never seen that. Like, with each squeeze, like, you're getting the spurts. And it might have been more epic than the BJ Penn, Joe Stevenson one, which was pretty cool. But that was from an open wound. Yeah. This was from just a fucking squeeze on your brain, man. That can't be
squeezing
good.
Squeezing the blood out of his head.
Everyone's just getting so disgusted. They're like, this is fucking awesome. Look at this. Look at the blood. That's brain juice.
That was crazy. Good for him. I mean, finally, he goes back to his roots. He's down at 170. Guys are not, you know, stronger than him down there, like they mentioned in the broadcast. And, you know, Damian, I think, has a good opportunity here to really make a run at things. You know, I think he would have a shot against GSP. I think GSP would be afraid to put him on his back.
Well, yeah, and we got to see how does GSP respond to that injury. I don't think he's going to be 100% when he comes back.
Can't be. So, what do you think's next for Mr. Damian Maia?
I kind of want to see him fight John Fitch.
Ah, that's what I was thinking too. Perfect.
Because you know they both came off of fucking impressive wins.
Yep.
And we know like Fitch is a collision course.
Yeah, I mean Fitch is never going to fight Koscheck, so
right.
So they have to fight each other then. I don't know. What happens if Fitch wins? Then he has to fight Koscheck or?
Maybe.
Crazy.
And I'd say Story, give him Silva, Eric Silva. Like both of these guys Switch. That won fight each other. Both the guys that lost fight each other. Done and done.
I like it. Why not?
Okay. Let's move to the next one.
Moving on.
I switched up some slides. Hopefully they're in order.
Oh, speaking of John Fitch.
Oh, my God.
So, it's no secret that on this show we've given this man a lot of heat for his previous UFC career fighting. John Fitch has been boring, sleepy, grindy, annoying, and many other words you've used and I've used. So what are your thoughts on last night's performance of John Fitch?
I love this new bizarro Fitch. I think John Fitch needs to be broke as fuck more often so that he fights with the intensity that we have never seen before. Mm-hmm. I've never seen him go out there and try to finish a fight as hard as he did last night. It's because some shit was on the line.
Yep.
He wasn't just coasting, taking you down, grinding you. He was actually trying to finish. How many submissions did he throw up?
A lot.
It was ridiculous. Crazy. Yeah. And fighting off a rear naked choke that was tight, like, oh man, it's a good back and forth. That was a fucking that was fight of the night for sure.
It was.
What else happened in there?
Well, hats off to Silva. I mean, the guy never gave up. And you know, so you could say Fitch did really well. I think he did a good job advancing his position where in the past maybe he wouldn't do that because he was
You'd usually just sit in guard, right? And just kinda pitter-patter.
Yeah, but Silva was able to get out from under him a lot of times, too, which I think kind of kept the action moving. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he lost that fight, but, you know, it was probably a case of too much too soon for the young guy. And I was excited. There was a lot of moments where either guy could have finished the fight.
Yeah, it was back and forth. Yeah. You know, Fitch probably round one, Silva probably round two. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
I had it a 10-8 in round three. I don't know about you.
Yeah, and they're so hesitant to give out the 10-8s. Yeah. Like,
it was a beating.
What the fuck is a 10-8?
And one judge had it like 29-28 or something. I mean, or yeah, it should have been like 30-27 or even like 29-27 or whatever the hell it is like with a 10-8. Is that right? 29-27? Does that make sense?
He's trying to throw math at me.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Numbers.
But fucking judges. But good for him.
And what about the illegalness? There were a couple of illegal moves in this fight. I need to point them out every time I see them. So Silva grabs a fucking cage a solid 10 times. I count. I'm like, there's one, two, like,
don't do
three.
That. Okay, don't do that. Okay, sorry.
No point deduction. But then Fitch also delivered probably one of the most lethal strikes to the back of the head, too. It was so flush when he contacted on that or connected on that. Like, fuck, man. Tit for tat. That's all I'm saying. Tit for tat. It was all even.
These things happen in MMA, Matt.
No points deducted.
Nope.
It's all good. So I want to see this hungry John Fitch. So I hope he buys a third house and is kind of like broke his shit and is out, not out for a year, but fight with that fucking intensity every time and you'll win me over. Because now I want to see I never thought I'd say this, but I want to see a John Fitch fight now.
It's crazy.
You ever think you'd hear that?
How quickly the times change.
Fucking Jesus. Stay hungry, brother. Stay hungry. Who said that, Rocky?
No.
Or is that Arnold?
That's
Arnold.
That's a hungry
man. That's Schwarzenegger.
No, that's a Michelob commercial.
No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stay hungry. That was his bodybuilding DVD / It should have been a VHS. Or what's before VHS?
Arnold, the Pervinator.
Yeah. Smoking weed. All that good shit.
It's all good.
He's good.
Pumping Iron?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, sure, you go. Pumping Iron. Stay hungry.
Yeah.
You should throw a Schwarzenegger line out.
What?
I don't know. Was you got a good Schwarzenegger accent for me?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Come on, throw something.
Like from Total Recall, get back the yeah.
See, there you go. Perfect. That was dead on. I think I'm sitting right next to Arnold. My eyes closed. I may have just crapped myself.
Oh, yeah? It's been a long time. I haven't seen Arnold in a long time. I mean, like, actually heard him talk in so long.
Yeah.
I used to be a big fan. Too bad he's such a freak. Fucking crazy. It's all that juicy. He's like running around with the hard on 24/7.
Seriously.
Please, please.
Just and fucking just shooting crazy loads in people. Doesn't even care. Just
doesn't
fuck
matter
it.
What you look like. Just take it.
Well, maybe she looked good before he wrecked her. Maybe he fucked her so hard he fucked the ugly into her. Usually you fuck him good and you fuck the ugly out of him. But maybe he fucked the ugly into her.
Maybe he just
those infected
care.
Loads of Schwarzenegger's sperm. I don't know. I'm just digressing.
Isn't he getting back together with his wife? Something
and she looks like the goddamn crypt keeper. He needs to stay away from that shit.
I don't know, Arnold. Got a lot going on, man. Don't get involved with this madness again.
You stay single, knock it out, just knock it out till you're like 80. Just be banging them out.
Be like Stallone. Stallone's single, isn't he?
Yeah, get back on the HGH.
They should make a movie together.
Well, he did his little cameo in
what was
the
that,
Expendables,
Red Heat? Red Heat or something. Is that what they did?
Well, Expendables was the one he was in,
the two.
Well, he's in the first one.
I don't remember him. Was he in the first one?
Yeah. I didn't see the second one yet. I saw the first one. He was in there. It was a little short clip. Okay. It was him, Bruce Willis. They're in a church or something. He came in briefly.
Oh, yeah. That's why I forgot. It was like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
not even,
it was
like
real
30
brief.
Seconds. Okay. Excuse me. Very cool. That was a good movie. I liked it. I need to watch the second one.
I did not like it.
Fuck it, man. It brought me back. Like Commando, remember?
I loved that back in the day.
King Predator.
I think the best part of Commando is like he hits the button and you see like his gun cache.
Oh yeah.
It opens up. You're like, Jesus fucking Christ! Yeah. Look at this shit, man.
Total Recall.
Like I want that.
Awesome. I want that. Didn't they remake that too?
Yeah, I don't know if they ruined it or not, but I like the first one.
I don't like remakes, man. Just keep it original.
Hmm. Well, are they just running out of ideas at this point?
Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of good original movies still coming out. Like that new Ben Affleck one looks badass, where it's like supposedly some like Israeli terrorist kind of weird shit. So he's been making some good ones. He made a lot of good movies recently. I was like not a big fan of his for a while. And then, you know, he did Swingers.
Goodwill Hunting?
That's it. Thank you. And then after that, it was like a lot of cheesy shit because I think he was hanging
J-Lo.
Out.
J-Lo.
Yeah. Fucked them all up. Uh-huh. And now he's back. Like he's in the action. Like what was that? That movie, that Guns movie, where they were like robbers and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. Like, here we go. Here we go.
Hold on.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
That guy with the gun.
The guy.
And that other guy.
Ben
they
Affleck.
They were doing those things.
Ben Affleck movies, happen. IMDb. Come on, he's made a lot of good fucking movies recently. Hang on.
Rounders
was good.
Was he in that one?
No, he wasn't.
That was the town. Guy.
The Town. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
The Town. You never saw The Town?
I never saw The Town.
Holy fuck, you gotta watch that movie. That is one of the badass movies.
Over Dr. Strangelove?
No, never.
Okay.
It's still my favorite movie ever. Nothing will top that. I've seen that movie more than any other movie, I think, ever. Even more than Top Gun. As he pours his...
delicious bars.
Are
notice
you drinking
that
Bards?
Death pour.
Yeah.
I like a little head on my beer.
I mean, look at this. Okay, so...
what?
Ben Affleck. What do we have? This is a string of movies. Pearl Harbor, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, The Sum of All Fears, which is actually not bad, Geely, Paycheck, Jersey Girl, Surviving Christmas, Man About Town, Clerks 2. That's like
someone's
a string
just trying
of
to
fucking
get paid.
Horrible movies. Okay, and then State of Play was okay. But then he gets into like The Town, Argo, and he's got a bunch of other shit coming out. So he's the man, you know? I don't know.
I guess.
Fucking... what do you mean? He's got like hot wife. He's rich.
Born Identity.
He's not in that movie.
I know.
That's the other guy.
I think the other guy has better movies. I think that's
he
the
probably
point.
Does.
They both went on different paths.
It's all good. Just like Vince Vaughn and fucking
John Favreau.
That's it.
See, we're on fire tonight. We're fucking name it, dropping it.
I can't think.
And then Favreau goes on to direct fucking Iron Man.
Who's doing better?
And
than that?
What's the other movie he did?
Favreau? I have no idea. He was in The
with
Sopranos.
With Will Ferrell.
With Will Ferrell?
This is a Christmas-related one.
Christmas. Oh, where he's like a MMA guy?
No. That was Friends.
No, he was an MMA guy in one movie.
Oh, Well, in Friends, he was an MMA guy.
Vince Vaughn was in that fucking movie too with what's her name? Reese Witherspoon. They were like dating or some shit, and her brothers were MMA guys or something.
I don't know what he's
never
talking
saw
about.
That. I don't know.
Well, the Christmas movie is Elf. That's what I was talking about.
Elf. Okay, I forgot about that. That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
Why not?
How do we get on this tangent? Ben Affleck.
You start with Ben Affleck.
He's so
how did
sexy.
You get how did you get to Ben Affleck though? Oh, you're talking about a good movie to see.
Argo. That's what it's called. Yeah. I
well, how
see
did
it.
We get there?
Dude, The Town. Fucking The Town. Seriously.
But how did you get to The Town?
Because we were talking about his shitty movies.
But how did we get there? I'm trying to trace our steps back. Where's the breadcrumb you left us?
It's
we're fucking,
Argo.
See, now we're just lost in the woods.
we're talking about.
I'm gonna get raped by coyotes and idea. Wolves.
I have no clue. Let me just say this.
What?
Moving on.
okay. So my dog is constipated as fuck.
Here we go.
We're going to go tangent, so I'll just go deep now.
Go.
So this morning, I guess my dog is constipated, is taking a shit, and like, she's cowering under my patio table apparently in the morning with half a shit hanging out of her ass. And luckily, my wife saw her and is such a champion that she took care of business herself, didn't wake me up, just grabbed a leaf and ripped the shit right out of my dog's ass. Like that's awesome. That is awesome. Typically, I would get the wake up like, we got a problem. Your dog's got shit hanging out of her ass. Can you take care of it? Like, I guess. Anyway.
Shit hanging out of your ass is bad, man.
Yeah, you ever have that happen? It's bad.
I'm not sure.
You ever have to reach back and pull shit out of your own ass?
Not that I recall.
Okay. I'm just saying, but I'm not saying, but I'm saying. Okay, this next fight.
Speaking of pulling shit out of your ass, I thought Fabio Maldonado was almost going to win this fight at one point.
God.
Because didn't Mr. Glover decide he was going to be like Muhammad Ali for a second?
Well, he decided he wanted to be like Anderson Silva, less the head movement.
He's like, go ahead and me.
Drop my hands at the waist and then take a three-shot combo with the third shot being a left hook.
Yeah.
Almost dropping you into tomorrow. Wobbled his legs. Put him on Queer Street and almost ended the fight.
So Maldonado, toughest guy in MMA, potentially?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, I always thought Diego Sanchez was probably the toughest bastard out there. And you look at some of his fights. Maldonado put himself into contention. And no, he's not getting cut, even though that's his third loss in a row. You don't cut fighters that have heart or balls like that. But here's the thing. Like, one, I think the ref should have stopped this fight at some point because there were so many. The guy was out on his feet. Yeah. And I don't know if that was the first or second round, but
both.
There's a point where you're taking way too much punishment, man. And someone needs to step in.
The doctor finally
either
did.
The ref,
thankfully,
or your corner. Even throw a fucking towel in. I know you're gonna be pissed off, but there comes a point where you just it's just too much, man.
Mm-hmm.
And even credit to him, like he still wanted to keep fighting even after the doctor called it off. He's like, fuck you,
crazy dude.
There's like how many fingers am I holding up? As many as you're holding up, bitch. I'm gonna keep fighting. I'm ready. Don't stop me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, at some point, somebody has to be in charge of the fighter safety. Thankfully, the doctor stepped in between round two and three.
Yeah, he didn't do it after between one and two, which he could have, too.
No, but, I mean, the ref is there also to protect the fighters, and I just don't understand when a guy is, like, feeling back to figure out where the fuck he is in the fight. The whole second round, he was backing up, like, where am I? What's going on? Okay, here's the cage. I'm good. All right. And he was stumbling around. I mean, granted, Glover was tired at that point, but maybe he had a chance to come back. But, dude, that guy's got brain damage after that. I'm serious.
And then he did that one move, too, where he's like,
oh, yeah,
and blew his nose out. No, don't do it.
Don't do it. Swell up his eye. He took a beating. You got to hand it to him.
Yeah, he took a fight. Here's a guy who took a fight on short notice where fucking at least three notable other guys turned the fight down, if not more.
Nobody wants to fight Glover. They're scared of this guy. He's an animal, dude.
Well, that's what Dana White was saying in the post-fight press conference, too. Like, I wish this guy was 27, man, instead
how old is
of 32.
He? Oh, is he 32? Yeah.
But he's a beast, man. He's a force to be reckoned with. He's just,
you know, 5 years.
Yeah.
He's got time.
Just don't get that cocky. Don't drop your hands and take a couple shots
when
you don't
stupid.
Need to.
Maybe because he wasn't at home, he thought it, you know, could be cool. don't know. I'm not in there. So maybe that Maldonado was hitting him and he was like, I don't feel this, you know, whatever. Go ahead. And then, you know.
Don't give anybody free shots. There's no reason.
Stupid, yeah.
Because then you're going to act a fool when you get knocked out.
Yeah. So. Well, one thing I like about him is he even said it in the post-fight interview, was like, I'm not afraid of anybody. I'll fight anybody in this cage. Mm. So, you know, I think you probably agree that they need to make this Rampage fight
happen. Yeah, Rampage is fucking spouting off on Twitter, like, oh, yeah. I want to fight you and blah, blah, blah. Fine, done. Sign it.
Yeah.
It'll be a good fight.
I think Rampage is going to be in trouble in that fight.
Possibly. Rampage still has power, though.
He does.
I mean, he's got one punch power if he can make it past the first round.
Yeah. Yeah. So we shall see. And Maldonado needs to take a little time off and maybe. Give him someone a little bit different style, maybe. I don't know. Like
a jiu-jitsu guy?
I don't know. Somebody who's not going to rattle his brain.
Fuck, man.
For, you know, 10 minutes or 12 minutes, whatever it was.
I don't know. It's a tough fight.
It is.
So we'll move right along.
There's 6 fights on this card?
Yeah, we're not going to cover the Davis-Prada fight.
Okay, good.
Because we didn't cover it before. We're not covering it now.
It wasn't that exciting.
No, it was a Brazilian fighter not demonstrating any type of jiu-jitsu off his back.
Nope, unfortunately.
So, all right. Big Nog, Dave Herman. What happened here?
This happened.
What the fuck was that?
This is what he was doing the whole fight.
Or was he southpaw? I don't remember.
Oh, he's maybe. Sorry. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. He's holding his arm out. Doesn't your arm get tired, too, if you just hold it out for like a minute?
It was the right hand. You're right. It should after a while. I don't know. Should I hold it for a while and see?
Well, the funny thing was, I'm like, what is this guy doing? Like, he's holding his fucking arm out. Is he confused? He looks like he's confusing Big Nog. And as soon as I said that, then fucking Nog drops him like a bad habit. Yeah. Out. Out.
Yeah.
Get him down. Wrap up the sub. And then there were a couple back and forths, too, where I'm like, ooh, is Herman going to submit him? He's kind of in a position where he could grab something.
Nogueira's crafty. He's the man of sweeps, you know? He gets out of shit that people don't get out of. He's got, like, really good technique.
Mm-hmm.
He almost got out of that Frank Mir submission before.
Almost.
You know, there was a weird moment. I talked about this in length with a few jiu-jitsu guys, like, mm-hmm. just to kind of see, like, and it just, Nog is really crafty, and I wasn't too worried, but, you know, Herman was talking all that shit about jiu-jitsu, wanting to submit guys. And
it's magic.
Obviously, he trains jiu-jitsu. Come on. He was able to fend off Nogueira's attacks for a while.
He was, like, trying to toe-fuck his nose in his mouth as he's stepping over on the armbar.
Yeah.
And do you think, like, looking at Nog in this, he looked a little pudgy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was able to train 100%, but didn't look to me like that arm, that right shoulder was 100%. Because even the way he was throwing the punches looked awkward. Or doesn't just quite seem like he's got full range of motion.
He was holding his hand like this, which is, I think, is odd. Most guys hold their hand like this. He had his thumb like out, and it seemed like he was just kind of favoring.
I like to hold mine like this when I'm fighting.
Like a Glock?
I'm just ready for something.
Ready to strike. And, you know, Herman was kind of going after that arm, too, with the wizard constantly trying to get the hook.
Yeah, he had a hook.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think he said that guys were trying to retire him, Nogueira. He was kind of upset about that. So,
well, I thought it was, I thought, you know, as a guy who's 36 and he's been in so many fucking epic wars and you have an awesome submission win in front of your fans in Brazil, probably the best way you could go out, you know, on top, but he's not ready. He wants to keep fighting.
They're fighters.
He's a bionic man. He's got like 2 hip surgeries, a shoulder, and God knows how many other surgeries.
I say give him another good striker.
He wants a top 10 opponent.
He does. Who? Top 10? I don't know. After Dave Herman? okay. Now, granted, if he has another 3 to 6 months to train and get back in his normal shape, I could see. But I think I'd like to see him get like a middle-of-the-road fight again.
You want
to
see him fight Cormier?
No.
Strikeforce is dead.
No.
They canceled 3 events now.
No, I like Demir Cormier, but not Nogueira. Obviously not Nogueira Mir. What about like a Struve Congo kind of like hunt? Like that kind of circle?
It depends what route you want to go. Do you want to see him win or do you want to see him lose?
I want to see him win, but I mean, you know.
Then you give him Hunt.
Hunt? You think Congo could take him?
You just got to get him on the ground, that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever he fights, Congo,
I guess Drew maybe is not in that circle anymore. He's making a case of moving into the upper echelon.
I mean, I'd like to watch that fight, but I think Drew wins that.
Probably. Yeah. What about for Mr. Dave PB Herman? You think he's getting cut?
I think he owes Mike Russo a fight.
He does? Why?
Because remember he tested positive for weed and we lost that fight?
Yeah. Russo could take that. Take him.
That's why we need it.
We need that fight.
I think we make that one happen if he doesn't get cut. I don't think he should get cut. Just because you lose doesn't mean you should get cut, as long as you're putting on good fights. You can fight. My book, I'd let you lose 10 in a row. I don't give a fuck, as long as you're entertaining. May not be good for your health, but that's how I run shit.
Yeah. He's need to work on his stand-up a little bit. Change up the strategy.
I just didn't get it. It didn't work.
He was trying to find his range, maybe? I don't know.
Just by holding it out there, and he just kept getting punched in the face every fucking time.
Yeah. A lot of guys will throw the jab to find the range, not leave
it. I'm just going to hold it out there.
Okay.
I used to do that sometimes, like when we'd be sparring. Like, I would throw a jab and just leave it out there, but then I'd just walk in with it and close the distance so I could throw a right hand. But
he did no such thing, unfortunately.
I don't know. Anyways. Get into
moving
some sponsor
on.
Action.
Sponsors!
To be the most epic sponsor show ever.
We have Defense Soap, where offense wins matches, but defense keeps you on the mat. Matt?
I like that. I like Defense Soap to be on the mat.
And of course, we have our bar of Defense Soap. I'm going to smell to wait. It's like smelling.
Is it invigorating?
It is. Makes my balls
regurgitating.
Let's see. Active ingredients. Tea tree oil. Eucalyptus. Pharmacopoeia, homeopathic, I don't know. There's a good shit in here. It's non-artificial.
Non-toxic.
I hold it upside down.
50% natural.
They can enter the code MMANUTS and save 15% at defensoap.com on your entire purchase. So go there, buy the shit.
That's right.
This is a good American-based company. They do have good business practice, make great products. Check them out. Not just soap. They have lots of stuff. Detergent.
Let me get a whiff.
Balls.
I'm not going to eat it today.
Defense balls. They need to make defense balls.
It smells so delicious.
I've been meaning to contact them because I think there's a market there for like the after, like, you know, like if you wake up college crowd, like with like the wrong person next to you and you need to like scrub your balls.
A ball defense scrub?
Balls. Defense balls.
Do you get a scrub brush along? Well, here's what it should be. It should be some sort of a scrubbing brush with the soap built in.
Yes.
So you squeeze the button and then it puffs up the brush.
Scrub your balls in case you know, did something you shouldn't have the night before and you wake up next to a...
Gotta be careful of the HIV.
What do they call that? A wolfer in college, they call that?
What's that? I've never heard that.
Yeah, because like if when you wake up in the morning, you'd rather gnaw your arm off than... or something like that.
I don't know. Well. Sometimes you gotta go hogging. That's what I'm saying. Hey, that's what I used to call it. Back in
during
the
sponsor section. Sorry, Defense Soap. We also have the new sponsor.
Go ahead.
GoDaddy.com. What is the slogan? I forgot.
Man up, $4.95 domain names. New customers up to 3 domain names. You can use code MMANUTS or you can follow the link.
For $4.95?
That's ridiculous. That's
ridiculous cheap. I mean,
normally, what are they, like $12.99?
I don't know. Yeah,
$8. At least $16.99.
It's at least half price.
Depends what country you live in.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go all around the world.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Use code MMANUTS. At checkout, and you can get your $4.95 domain. So if you have an idea, like, you know, I don't know, like my...
I don't know, like MMANUTS.com,
or like my roommate in college, wefuckedyourmom.com. He still has that website. I'm not sure what
it's
he's doing.
It's gotta be worth something by now, right?
It probably is. I don't know. It was a genius idea, and then he had like, he bought like wefuckedyour, all kinds of different stuff. But I don't know if he ever did anything with it, but... He should have, because it's just an amazing...
I'm sure it's a money-making machine. Cha-ching!
There were t-shirts. There were t-shirts.
Sweet.
I have an interesting story about that. I should save for...
Save it for knowledge, yeah.
Okay.
Make a note.
All right. And then
I'll write it down while we're talking.
Probably won't remember.
I'll write it.
Last but not least, we have... What do we have? What are we left with?
Bard's Beer. God damn it. Best gluten-free beer in the world. You go to bardsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you.
Yes, because some people are gluten sensitive and they need beer.
Don't be fooled by these beers that they say they take the gluten out of.
Should I discuss this one? I don't want to knock them, but apparently this is gluten.
I'm just saying, be careful.
Gluten-free beer. It's labeled as, not on the bottle, but in the store. But apparently it's not gluten-free, Matt. It's called Omission.
Yeah, they had also just a weird disclaimers on their site. Like, it may contain gluten, and they don't put anything like gluten-free on the label. So if you're celiac and you want to be safe, don't drink that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't take chances with your fucking
health. I'm drinking it just to kind of see if, you know.
That's right. WeFuckedYourMom.com. Thanks.
Horrible.
All great for sponsor action.
Sorry, guys. Don't worry.
All good. We're getting to the main event.
Main event! The Spider versus the...
American Psycho.
Yes, thank you. He didn't bleed.
Yeah. No, I was a little disappointed. It was good to see him come out strong, hard, fast, whatever other adjectives you want to throw in there.
You know who never bleeds, too, is Anderson Silva.
He gets, like, when you What's look at the first that? Fight with him and Chael, like, how many punches did he land?
Like
the most
DJP.
Ever out of any fighter that's ever fought him. I think cumulatively, he landed more strikes than everybody else combined.
I think he's not human. I think that he's a robot or an alien, and he's just there to make the UFC money. He's not real. The man cannot, he has never bled, I don't think, in a fight. When has he bled? Have you recall him ever bleeding? Just like BJ
no,
Penn.
No, he just bleeds not. Once a month, but yeah. That's, you know.
He bleeds once
neither
a month.
Here nor there.
Nice.
Sorry.
And he took a lot of shots, I mean, from Bonner. I mean, he was as cocky as fuck.
Yeah, and he almost seemed like he was a bad dog that's been told, stay here, because he kept going back to the same position on the cage, because he wanted to finish in some sort of, he must have had some mental image of, I need to be here on the cage, I need to slip a couple punches, maybe slip a spinning kick. Now I'm going to get my clinch. Now I'm going to deliver a knee right to the fucking sternum, the solar plexus,
horrible.
Whatever. And fucking Bonner dropped like a sack of bricks, potatoes, oh, yeah. Whatever you want. Shit. I don't care.
Well, there's some folks on the internet who are saying, oh, Bonner is not going to quit. You said he wasn't going to quit. He's what a pussy, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Well, okay. You take that fucking Anderson right. Silva knee. Like, yeah. Look how many guys have eaten those knees. Rich Franklin comes to mind, like, rearranged his fucking face. Probably Chris Lieben.
Brutal
right,
stuff.
Ate a couple.
Yeah.
And now Bonner gets another.
I mean, do you think Anderson likes to do... Okay, for him standing against a cage like that, do you think in his mind he's thinking, oh, this is where you think you can win? Okay, let's fight here. Let me show you that you cannot win here because I will still fuck you up. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of like what his mentality is?
Yeah, because he probably didn't like to be pushed against the cage.
No.
So he thought he was probably showing up a little bit. So I was like, fuck it. You want my back against the cage? Back's against the cage. What are you going to do about it?
Come on, bring it. And then he's doing his Matrix shit. And
like, oh, no.
Even when he gets hit, it seems like it's not that powerful because he seems to know which way to get out of the way.
So he's just rolling with it like, bank.
You got to hand it to him. I mean, he's 16-0 now in the UFC. Probably the greatest mixed martial artist on the planet at this point by a long shot.
Still finishing people, not fighting conservatively.
Nope. Exciting. You know, got over that little fucked up period where he was acting crazy for a while and
juiced out of his mind.
So
I'm sure he's not going to test positive. I'm not saying he's on anything, but Jesus Christ, when your jawline looks like that and your head is swole.
Bonner, you're talking about?
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, like, some people. Jake Shields test positive for something and get banned for 6 months.
We don't
months.
Know what officially the substance was that was banned.
Well, just come out and say it then. It's either weed.
He says he doesn't smoke pot.
Crack cocaine.
Could be crack cocaine.
Heroin.
Or steroids.
Steroids. In that order. Or horse semen.
Could be horse semen. Tested positive for horse semen.
He had... 5 times the normal human limit of horse semen.
You know, they said Overeem's going to fight the winner of Junior Dos Santos versus Velasquez?
In, like, March or something?
Yeah, that's the done deal.
I'd like to see him get, like, a warm-up fight, maybe, since he's been out for, like, a fucking year.
It's all good.
It'll be, what, a year and 3 months then?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't need that.
Apparently, just put him on the Brock Lesnar path. But
smashing people. So, what's next for... Excuse me.
Let's Anderson?
Yeah.
It's the thing. He doesn't want to fight Weidman, and looks like he's almost just keeps trying to pick a fight with GSP, but I haven't actually heard it out of his mouth.
No, he never actually. Yeah, right.
So, who knows? And here's the other question. Like, why does Anderson Silva get his own translator when everybody else in the fucking octagon had to take the UFC's translator?
Because he's the champ. He's the money man. Mr. Moneybags.
Because I think shit doesn't get translated. I know it doesn't get translated word for word what he said to what comes out of Ed Suarez's mouth.
Probably not. So what? Who cares? The man speaks English. This is all bullshit.
It's very disrespectful to
Come on, man. He speaks English. He understands exactly what's happening. He just plays it dumb, especially in his own country. He's like, oh, I don't speak English. Come on. He's had 16 fights in the UFC. You tell me he doesn't speak English?
He speaks perfect English.
He probably does. He's got Burger King sponsor.
Nike sponsor.
Nike.
I got to get that shirt. He had the phone Spider sponsor. Spider Nose.
Nextel?
Yep.
Still big in Brazil? Fucking dead in the U.S.? Didn't Sprint buy them or something?
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm not even up on that.
Anyways, and Bonner, retired?
I don't know if he's going to retire or not, but some people were calling for a fight between him and Griffin.
Yeah, like, let's do it again one more time. Oh, my God,
really?
Crazy versus crazy.
The first one was cool, and that set off the whole revelation.
Maybe it'll the revolution. End it.
They both retire.
The UFC comes to a close.
Yeah, and then run out of the octagon, and Bonner interviews himself or something. That'd be awesome. I don't know.
I'm liking it.
Good, and then we'll just move right along. No. All right, viewer mail. Ready?
Viewer mail!
Here we go. All right, Frank LaSpada says, hey guys, love the show. Just wondering if you've seen the Mayhem Miller on Ariel Wano podcast. In addition, what do you think of the road Mayhem has gone down?
Okay, I have seen it, and I'm not sure what to make of it. I think that there was possibly some agreement between the two about Mayhem staying in character prior to the interview, and then somehow Ariel got bored of the whole thing and tried to get him out of character, and then Mayhem got pissed, and he's crazy, so then he just fucking went off and ran off and stole some shit from the set and left. So what do I think about his path? I think the guy's crazy. And
I'm it's not... because he get naked in a church and wreck some shit. Did he even get charged? I don't think he got charged with anything for that.
I mean, I'm sure he's cool, but he's one of those guys where I would, if you were to be out with him, I think you got to be like watching for like the set off point whenever you're out. Because you're like, okay, this guy is like one step away from fucking losing his marbles. So when you see that, it's time to leave before it happens. You know?
Is he a gun owner?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's scary. Mayhem with a gun.
Yeah, probably not.
And a wiener dog. All right. It's all good. Ben Heggie asks, Anderson became the first person to stop Bonner. Is there anyone in the UFC you think he couldn't KO or TKO weight class regardless? Yeah, I'll tell you one person right now. I don't think he'd knock out Roy Nelson. That motherfucker ain't getting knocked out by anybody. If he's taking like heavyweight shots from like Dos Santos, and Dos Santos is a goddamn murderer. Anderson Silva is not going to knock him out with no knees, unless he works the fucking belly. The
belly knockout?
The sternum. Although he's added to the girth, so now it might be a double refractionary rejection.
Yeah. No, I mean, probably that's a good assessment, actually. I would say John Jones maybe, but, you know, Jones can be knocked out. I mean, he's Roy Nelson probably not. That's too crazy. Let's make it happen, UFC.
You're damn right. Connor Hills asks, Dana said Alistair gets the next title shot. What are your thoughts? You kind of just said that.
Yeah.
I like to re-ask things and just throw shout-outs to people.
Thanks, Connor.
Damon Sassy, why would Silva rather fight GSP than John Jones?
Because he's smaller.
Yeah, it's a more winnable fight. You know, John Jones is scary.
Yep.
Andrew M. says, 153 had some great fights or finishes. But most main card fights were mismatches. Do you guys like more even competition or some of the destruction we saw at 153 or a bit of both?
I don't know. I loved it.
I thought, fuck it. This is kind of, I think we talked about that before. It said this card almost had a Strikeforce feel to it where you did have some mismatches. And I think we need some cards like this because when you get the two guys that are so evenly matched, sometimes you get a boring fight.
Yeah.
I think this card, the exception was the Fitch Silva fight because that one was pretty, could have went either way and you got an awesome fight out of it.
Yeah, you did.
So I like it. I love this card. I want some fucking mismatch fights, one-sided shit. Andrew, a follow-up question. Halo 4 or Call of Duty Black Ops 27 or whatever?
I'm down. I'm out for both.
He's out.
What about you?
I don't know. I'm enjoying a Borderlands 2. If I go to the Halo, I like the campaign action. I'll play a little multiplayer. If I do the Call of Duty, I don't even fuck around with the campaign. I just go straight to multiplayer. At least that's what I did the last time. I don't know if I'm getting in on either of these this year.
Yeah, I'm out for Call of Duty. I don't have time to invest in this kind of thing because people are too good. And Halo's too slow for me on the multiplayer. I like the campaign. But the Call of Duty, just like, dude, these people are too good.
Well, and then you'll have people glitching and cheating. Yeah. And then it just, when I start throwing my controller into my wall, I give it like two holes. My wall gets two holes. When I hit two holes, the game gets sold. I can't do it anymore because then I'm fucking patching and painting. We got problems over here.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be awesome. It's just, you know, you really, sometimes when I sit down to game, I want to have just a good time. And Borderlands seems to fill that gap for me where you can get down, you can blow some shit up and go crazy, and the story's kind of cool. Yeah. And, you know, Call of Duty is just frustrating. You just get on and you fucking die 10 times in a row and you're like, shit. And then you try to finally get a kill.
Yeah.
You're better at it than I am, I think, with the multiplayer for sure.
Well, then also you have connection issues. So, like, one game you'll go 10-1, and then the next game you go 1-10.
Yeah.
And it's your skill has not changed between game one to game two, but your connection sure has.
False lag.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. Hey, in Borderlands 2, have you found any orange weapons yet, by the way? I've not seen
not a single one.
One.
I was reading online that I think you don't find them until you play the second time around.
Well, I got one in the first time around.
Did you?
It might have been a quest. I had a shield that was orange, but
no. We're gonna have to get down with that this week.
Yep.
The new download content coming out.
True that.
The season pass. I'm really enjoying that game. I mean, I'm taking my time with it, but I don't know about you, but the story's good. It's fun. It's challenging. There's a lot of weird shit going on and just some funny moments. It's good fun.
That's right. Yeah. Ed Mark Koch asks, if one day Chael Sonnen becomes the UFC light heavyweight champ, should Anderson Silva fight him for the third time but at 205 for the belt, considering Chael beat him for four rounds in the first fight and then the first round of the second fight?
These are too many what-ifs for me.
Let's say yes, they should fucking fight. Next question. Steve-O, Big Country Grimes, if GSP loses, does the UFC push him up to make a super fight?
Oh, if he loses against Condit?
Yeah.
I think that fight loses its value.
Yeah,
if that
you
happens.
Can't have him lose and have it's that fight. Why is there no interest between Silva/Jones camps to get it on? Let's get it on.
I think they're both scared of each other.
They are. Too much to lose. Why take the fight?
Yep.
All right. Greg LaFount asks, do you see either GSP or Silva retiring as champions? You rarely see someone retire when they are at the top. Also, who do you see retiring first and when? Yeah. I'm just throwing so many questions at you. Just boom, boom. Just choose the answer whatever you want. How's that?
Okay, my heart is telling me that GSP should beat Condit, but my brain is telling me that he's not going to. So therefore, I don't think he will retire as the champ. Anderson Silva, on the other hand, I think has a really good chance to do it because I think he dictates his fights. He doesn't take shit that's too dangerous or, you know, like the guys that, I think at 185, there's no one that dangerous for him right now. And only at 205 does he have, you know, a lot of, maybe Weidman, I guess.
Maybe Teixeira will go down to 185 to challenge Anderson.
Big dude, that's a big dude. That'll be crazy.
How about that fight? That'd
He's
be
good
fucking
for
good fight.
2.5 minutes if he makes it to 185. That's it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Your cardio is so done.
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know. GSP's a specimen. He said he lost his like will for fighting, and now he's got it back supposedly. So who knows?
That'll make for a good fight.
The knee
I'm
is
sure.
a fucked up thing. Remember Joe Lozon when he blew out his knee? Didn't look very good in his comeback fight. That's a big deal. You lose a lot. Maybe there's some mental
mobility, and if you can't spring off your jab as much as he used to, or shoot its takedowns as hard as he could, we have a problem. All right, Mr. Maya, he asked. Is it true that the American fighters are all boring? Ha 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 ha. I'll ask you this question. Is it true that all the Brazilian fighters suck cock?
Ha 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 ha.
Like,
is that really a question?
Gross. Fucking blow jizz all
Spooge
over.
All over himself.
I'm just saying.
Did he really ask that?
Yes.
All American fighters are boring?
He's just being silly.
Brock Lesnar? Boring?
John Fitch? Come on, son.
Boring.
That was the most epic fight of the night.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Rob Billington asks, why is Anderson Silva so awesome?
I don't know, because he's got Burger King.
Yeah, I think it's Burger King power. You ever have the bacon, whatever that thing was? I used to get it back in high school. It was a barbecue bacon cheeseburger or something.
I had it once. It gave me heartburn.
Used to be delicious back in high school. Yeah.
You know what's weird? It's funny you asked that. Do you think the food at fast food got worse or just our palates changed?
No, I think they make it worse now because they use cheaper ingredients like the high fructose corn syrup. And whatever else, they just try to keep cheapening the food. And I think the meat you even get there is probably not even meat by this point.
Because
God knows,
I mean,
what it is.
I don't eat fast food usually. And I have had it a couple of times in the past year. Whereas, like, I've been in a pinch and I was like, I got to eat something. Okay, fuck it. There's a Wendy's or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, when I'm eating, I'm like, there is something not right about this food. And I always wonder, like, because I remember in college, it was like McDonald's, all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Delicious. I was like, oh, this is so good. And now I'm like, this is garbage. What the fuck am I eating? And I wonder, is it the food? Is it my palate? Is it both? Is it just, are they feeding us not real food? Is it just fake food?
Yeah, I think so. But speaking of college and burgers, I remember the time, it must have been McDonald's with the Big Macs. I think they had dollar Big Macs.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought
double quarter pounder with cheese.
Shit ton of them. So I had a Big Mac for breakfast, a Big Mac for lunch, a Big Mac for dinner,
oh, your asshole,
and then went out
you.
Drinking.
Your ass is like,
this
and
is I the threw
best.
Up a Big Mac for drinking, another Big Mac, and another Big Mac. And it was probably the worst I've ever felt in college and fucking hungover as shit. So it's not a good strategy.
Don't eat fast food, man.
Drinking and trying to maintain a active lifestyle.
I maintain like a Five Guys type of like higher class food joint kind of a. You got to be careful though, because like I just found out recently Chipotle is owned by McDonald's. Did you know that? Fucking Nazis. I didn't know that until recently.
Aren't they? They're a public company, so that's weird.
McDonald's owns them.
How do they own them as a public company?
They do. They own them.
That's weird.
It is weird. So I wonder where does the chicken come from at Chipotle? Is it like the McNugget?
Yeah, that's just leftover. I remember one time my kids were eating a chicken nugget, and she was like, one of my daughters said, there's something in it. And I looked, and it was a goddamn chicken toe.
Ew.
With like the fucking.
Should have reported it.
I was like, what am I going to do here? Just throw it out, and we'll never buy this brand again. Yes, we should have, but I'm like, fuck it. All right. Keith Farrell asks, do you think it's fair for Dana to try and pressure his fighters? Don't quit finger banging me over there. I've got good peripheral vision.
Apparently so.
Do you think it's fair for Dana to try and pressure his fighters to heavily wanted fights, even though they don't want them? Silva versus Jones.
Yeah, of course. He's a promoter. He wants to. Dude, that fight will sell. Fucking hell. Are you kidding me?
But will it ever happen? Like,
no.
You keep hearing all this talk. And
I believe this is like
bullshit,
this is like the Pacquiao Mayweather situation. The two will never fight. Silva don't want it. Jones don't want it. They can put all the pressure they want. They can. Didn't Dana say something about throwing like crazy money at Jones to take it or Silva?
Well,
he
said even in this post-fight press conference that he's going to fucking make it happen. I'm going to throw so much money at Silva that he's not going to be able to turn it down.
So is he saying Silva's the one that's saying no and Jones is saying yes? Okay.
Well, he hasn't officially said it, but he's putting more of the onus on Silva, probably because he put all of the onus on that 151 getting canceled on John Jones. So got to push it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's always like this, upper management.
It's a really interesting
point away, never point towards yourself.
No, of course not.
They don't own mirrors. All right, Matthew Sambunpol asks, if GSP does beat Carlos Condit at UFC 154, and the super fight between Silva and GSP does happen, you guys think Anderson would turn to Chael Sonnen to help him with wrestling, since GSP is known to have very good wrestling?
I think you would.
I'm going to say no. Move right along.
Okay.
And the follow-up question, and the same if Chael does beat Forrest Griffin and does fight John Jones, would Chael go to Anderson Silva for help, and would Silva help him? I think Silva's just going to fuck him in the ass. I think let's just cut to the chase.
Wasn't there some barbecue supposed to happen with wives and Silva and some kind of swingers party?
Yeah. Little scissor fighting action.
You know what I'm saying.
All right, last question. Keith Farrell asks, is a lot of questions. I'm sorry, there were a lot. I fucking skipped a lot, and you guys asked really good questions, but we answered a lot of the stuff you already asked, so I'm just kind of editing on the fly here. Is the welterweight division the most stacked division of elite fighters in MMA history? Light heavyweight has a great top six, and lightweight is a huge division with a strong top 10. But welterweight has countless world-class guys such as GSP, Condit, Capman, BJ, McDonald, Hendricks, Koscheck, Ellenberg, Eric Silva, Fitch, Maya, and Diaz when he returns.
I still think the biggest stacked division is going to be
the flyweight.
The lightweights.
The 125ers.
The 155 pounds. There's too many guys at 150. There's like 20 guys that are fucking top-notch. Welterweights, I don't know. What do you think?
I'd say welterweight. Really? I agree with welterweight.
Okay.
I'm out of control.
Whatever. I don't know. Diaz, if he ever returns.
Fuck that guy. He's never returning.
He's talking shit on Facebook constantly.
About what?
I don't know. They're trying to
everything?
Pick fights with people.
It's fucking raining out today. Fuck the world.
Fuck you, Keith Kaiser, you know?
Still bringing that one in? Yeah. That'll work well for you the next time you test positive. I'm sure he'll be very lenient on you like he has been both times.
Yes.
Fucking assholes.
Idiots.
All right. Let's drop in some knowledge.
Knowledge. Hit me.
I actually do have some, but you were going to tell me about the gofuckyourmom.com.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, so, you said it.
All right. My roommate in college, he got that idea for wefuckedyourmom.com.
Oh, there you go.
Wefuckedyourmom.com. Yeah. And then also.
She got double slash triple quadruple team.
It's we.
She got octagon and, triple.
And he also bought like a bunch of other ones, like wefuckedyoursister. There's all kinds of like wefuckedyour domains, which he could have turned into a.
And you know what? He could have went to GoDaddy. He could have got $4.95 fucking.com domain names.
He could have. And he did buy all the domains at GoDaddy, by the way. But
good for
that
him.
Was back in the day. Okay, great idea. Never followed through, I don't think. Could have been like, you know, I don't know, what's the big porn site now? Like,
there's a ton. You go to like X Hamster, you go to Red
Tube. Could have been like that.
You go to
right?
Persian Kitty, was big back in the day, but, you know, just go to Alexa.
Yeah. Could have had all that. Ones. Okay, but no, but he did print t-shirts, okay?
Okay.
And obviously the business venture failed. So as his roommate, college, I was like, I'll take some t-shirts, whatever, for working out. No mm-hmm. big deal. So fast forward.
Those out to like the health club?
Maybe.
Okay. You fucking didn't get kicked out?
No. Maybe. Or underneath, yeah, you know,
you probably
sports.
Got mad pussy from that. That's what.
No comment. So, okay.
Mad pussy.
So maybe I wore these around like random places, okay? But somehow I had a collection of them, okay? So fast forward 10 years later, I'm married. My wife just had a child. Mother-in-law and father-in-law are there to help us take care of our home and whatever. So I find out that there was some laundry done the day before. And I asked my wife, I said, you know, it's funny. Your mom did my laundry, hey? She said, yes. I said, because I wore that shirt you don't like that I found, like, you know, randomly in one of the shirt closets, like, to do some painting, because I was using it, the WeFuckYourMom.com shirt. So I was like, do you know if she washed the darks, too? She's like, I think so. Why? I go, that's interesting. So I go upstairs to the laundry room, and I check, and sure enough, there's the shirt on top, folded nicely, logo out, okay? And I'm like, wow, there's no way she didn't see that, and never a comment about it at all. No one said shit. It's like 2 years ago, three years ago when my son was born. Weird.
You didn't address that? I would have to say something.
What can you say? I was like,
you explain it off. So like, obviously you did my laundry and you saw my shirt. So let me explain that since you're not going to fucking ask the question.
I don't know. I don't think
I fucked her mom. Or wait, this girl I was dating, I fucked her mom.
That's by the shirt. No, so anyways.
No, I'm proud.
That's my story.
It's like I'm black and I'm proud. Deal with it.
I don't know. Awkward moment. So I just kind of let it. I threw the shirt out after that.
Oh, you have to have one stashed away somewhere.
Maybe. I probably do somewhere. I don't know.
You got to keep that for posterity.
Yeah.
That was weird because I just found like some college shirts when I was at my mom's house the other day helping unpack some shit. But it was just the normal run of the mill. Like you live in the dorm and you live on the. Oh, that was the thing. Because you know how the Magic 8-Ball is a big influence in our show and my life, and I've always been a big supporter. I lived on the 8th floor back in the dorms, and I found the shirt that I had. It had a Magic 8-Ball on it, by the way.
Nice.
been rocking the 8-ball for many, many years.
You got to wear that on the show, 8-ball shirt.
Yeah, I got it. Hopefully you shouldn't sell it at a garage sale. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do with this. I took a picture. I got it on my telephone.
I got a shit ton of t-shirts I had to throw out. It just becomes ridiculous. A lot of stuff is like, doesn't fit right anymore, or it's too worn out, and it's like, I'm never going to wear this.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to wear wefuckedyourmom.com? I mean, out in public. You might. I should have worn it on the show.
Yeah, that would be a great place to wear it. That's like a, you wear it, but...
Don't say anything.
Right.
Like, people are like, what does that say? Don't worry about it.
Like, he fucked your mom.
It's totally a great idea. You know what? Back in the day, I was not as entrepreneurial as I am now. Mm-hmm. If I would have known the things I know now, I could have turned that into probably a $1 billion business. This is a genius idea. I know it's porn and it's kind of disgusting and dirty, but at the same time.
Yeah, you know, porn is dead now too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, back in that, in 10
then
years.
Then it was massive. I mean, that was the internet. It's like, oh, yeah. I can get nudie pictures.
Download that on my 56K modem.
All night. Oh, someone pick up the phone. You fucking lost my connection, motherfucker.
And then the cable modem came out and it was over after that.
I didn't have one, but that's because I was out of college before.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I am a lot older.
What, like 3 years?
I don't know. Four. It would be fucking 39 at the end of this month.
Well,
son.
You are a lot older. I didn't realize you were that much older.
Although I graduated in 97.
Okay.
But I took a 6-year
from
path.
College?
Well, we both took 6-year paths, right?
From college?
Yeah.
Okay. I graduated from high school in 96.
Woo! I am the grand champion.
Yeah. I took a six plus year path through college.
There's no rush. Why? Don't rush yourselves, kids.
I should have took 10.
Because once you get out, that
job force.
Shit. It's called responsibility.
Yeah.
You have a lot of it. You're in college, you don't have any. So nope. Take full fucking advantage of that shit.
You do. Live your life, people.
That's right. So speaking of college, too, I'm listening to radio the other day, and there was a song, like, back in the day, like, you go to the club or whatever, the bar, and it was Ina Kamosi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. So it goes off a little like, na 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 na. Here comes the hot stepper, murderer, lyrical gangster, murderer.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm fucking getting my groove on. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is college. You know, and my second grade daughter is like in the back seat, and she's listening to me. She's like, so listen to this song. Does this bring you back to the old days? Look at you, you fucking little second grader. Like, yeah, it does. It totally brought me back. But it's just, it's funny to hear little kids in the way they assess situations and the shit that they say. So
mm-hmm.
I like it. I appreciate it.
I'm with that.
That is all. Wefucksyourmom.com.
Yeah. I should check if that's just, available.
I'm going to it right now to see what it happens. Might be. I can just imagine the amount of virus I'm going to get inserted into my orifice.
I won't end the show until you figure out if that's still wefuckedyourmom.com. Is it owned by anyone?
This is a future homepage.
Oh, he must still own it.
With all this free sponsored links, onlinebootycall.com, what's your fetish? BDSM, lesbian, taboo, Asian anal? Deep throat role play, www.sickpuppy.com.
Nice.
Now, dirty cheating wives, free HD gay porn movies, mature amateurs. We got all of it. Housewife porn. Daycare.
Ridiculous.
And then there's a link for daycare.
Perfect.
Awesome. You know, pedophilia.
So, you know, with the 4-week layoff, I think, is it four? Maybe five. 4 weeks? Yeah.
Something like that.
This is a lengthy layoff. Not sure what we're doing next week, but we are going to be back.
We're doing something. We need to blow some. We need to go shoot. I need to get another gun. We need to go shoot sometime in the next few weeks.
Okay.
For next month. Let's say that. Next 4 weeks, we got to go to the range.
It's your birthday coming up, no? Hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll a birthday gun. How's that?
Buy yourself a birthday gun?
I'm going to buy myself a birthday gun tomorrow.
Okay. A bazooka.
Well, I wish we lived in a state where you could own, like, cooler shit and you could just go in your backyard and blow a shit up. But
you
live in Illinois. It's, like, one of the strictest gun control states in the fucking United States. So, boo! I want to set watermelons up and be able to blow them the fuck up.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Can I do that inside my house?
Probably.
It's probably going to be loud. Yeah. Neighbors will probably call stuff, and bullets might go to the wall. Well, if we do it in the basement, it'll probably be a little bit safer. I'm sure there'll be no ricocheting.
I'm not going to be here while you're doing
that. I'm sure there'll be no ricocheting. I did just get my BB guns back from my mom.
Okay. What did she have them for?
Because I was a child.
Okay. You know, I thought you were just killing squirrels in the backyard.
No, that was my job. Buggers. I just had to confess this story to her the other day about me killing a squirrel with a broomstick handle.
Sadistic.
No, the fucking squirrel deserved it.
He shoved it up his ass and was like, how you like that?
And I used it as like a totem pole in one of the movies.
Nice.
Warning to all the other squirrels. No, we live on a second floor apartment and she used to have plants up there. And the squirrels used to come up and fucking eat all her shit.
Oh, okay.
And I went out there with the broomstick handle and the fucking squirrels run around the railing and I just took a baseball bat swing hoping to sweep the leg.
And sweep the leg.
I made full contact with his skull. And he like, crack, and then he went down to the pavement and then pissed all over. Okay. And the worst part of the story was then another squirrel came up to him and was, like, pushing him. Like, and this is no bullshit. He was, like, checking on his buddy, like, what's going on? What's going on?
Did you weep a tear?
I almost did. I almost shed a little Matt Griffith tear.
I killed the daddy.
It was probably his buddy.
Like, oh, that's
so
sad. Terrible.
Things you do as a child.
The world
not
is
not always
place.
Good.
Hey, Darwinism at its finest. Maybe you shouldn't be fucking with your plants.
That's true. It's like that bus driver. Like, you know, maybe you shouldn't spit on someone, right?
Maybe.
Shit happens. There's a cause and effect. Mm-hmm. Reaction. Every action, there's a opposite and equal reaction or something like that.
Objects in motion tend to stay in motion.
Just keep dropping them. Stay alive. Drive 55.
Yes.
Lick it or take it.
Don't drink and drive.
Right.
Mothers okay. Against drunk driving.
Mad. They are mad.
Mad. We don't mean to be little mad. I'm just saying.
It's been fun. Smoke weed.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.
Stay black.
Big in the ass.